The shame, the voucher shame.
Voucher shame, it's a thing. And maybe it needs to be a thing of the past because we all have Dine and Discover vouchers. And now we've been given accommodation vouchers in addition to the original ones and people aren't spending them. And I find it bizarre because if it was cash, if someone gave you a cheeky pineapple, you would probably just go out and spend it on whatever you wanted, even if it had to be at a place of accommodation. Vouchers for some reason, I don't know. People are freaking out about it.
I'm sure there's people out there that have vouchers on apps now. Like it's not even the old receipts anymore. You could have an app with vouchers that you can constantly use. So
100%.
If you're a voucher lover, 13 10 60. We're here to shame you this morning. No, we're here
here to shame you. I just want to know like what it is about the voucher spend that is so enticing for some and so embarrassing for others. Sarah's called through on 13 10 60. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Gwendy. Hi, Maz.
Hi. You love a voucher?
I have no shame in saying I love a good voucher.
Okay, now does this stem from your childhood? Where did this start for you, Sarah?
Well, when my sister and I were at school, my mum was so against the gold entertainment book.
Oh, yeah. I feel ya.
I kid you not, my sister and I had to literally beg and borrow anything we could possibly do for mum to buy us that goddamn book.
And so she bought it for you guys?
Yeah, pretty much. And we just went everywhere that we could find, like playgrounds, play equipment, food, of course. Vicky, food voucher, yay.
Yay.
It's the best, isn't it? And the food tastes better when it's discounted. I don't know what it is about that food, but when you've got it a little bit cheaper or two for one, that second meal's even better.
Oh, my gosh. And Gwendy, I totally agree with you. Gift vouchers rather than birthday presents. I've been getting that since I was about 14 prefer a gift voucher.
Yeah. Maybe, Sarah, you're from the future.
Gen Y, yo.
Gen Y. It's gone to you, Maz.